inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake.
A little experimentation in this week's edition of Garden Talk, and with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. Aren't all gardeners born experimenters?
Some just keep experimenting, I guess, right?
That's right. We are tempted by interesting things, plants that are brought in by our local retailers, or you see in catalogs that promise to be the most wonderful, tasty, good-growing plants every spring. And it sounds like you have been tempted, as I have. You know, I've tried
things that are not usually native to the Alaska area, right?
Exactly. Well, I mean, you look around most gardens, and there's most of the garden plants are not native to Alaska. So we try stuff, and whether that be blueberries, domestic blueberries, blackberries, grapes, which are available also out there, currants and gooseberries, which can do very well. Those, we actually do have local relatives. But, yeah, you mentioned like the bramble fruit, blackberries, raspberries, boysenberries. Raspberries, generally good. Blackberries, so-so. I've certainly tried them. It sounds like you're just about to try some. My recommendation is at least give them the best, warmest, sunniest spot you can.
Because they need that sun, that warmth, for the fruit to ripen at the end of the summer, right?
Yes, exactly. I've seen over in Sitka, a fellow brought in some of the wild, although they're imported, blackberries from Seattle area 1 year. And he had them for 2 or 3 years, and heaven forbid that they actually would take over and grow well like they do down south. But he had big green canes and big green berries in September, and they just didn't ripen ran out of heat, ran out of summer heat. And hardiness, I mean, for Sitka is milder than here. They're listed as zone 6 or 7. You know, we're here, we're drier, we're warmer in the summer but colder in the winter. There were some folks over there had grapes in a greenhouse to try. So it's certainly interesting to try some of this stuff. I wouldn't want to fill up a whole garden bed or box with necessarily, but even growing some of these in containers, like in a greenhouse, or try some indoors and some outdoors and see what they can do, see how well they thrive that first summer, baby them the first winter, cover them with blankets or mulch them real well. And see if the top growth survives the winter.
And the first year's growth, it may not necessarily fruit, right?
Right. Again, with a lot of the cane fruits, particularly like raspberries, blackberries, and that sort of thing, the new growth that comes up from the ground this year won't fruit until next year, where you have to have last year's growth that stayed on, that grew. And that's what will bear fruits, flower later this spring, and then fruit in the summertime. Though there are ever-bearing versions of raspberries, at least. Well, they call them that, but they actually have two crops. One part of them, I'm trying to remember if I remember right, the previous year's growth will fruit on the top and some of the upper part of it. Then the new growth that comes up will actually fruit later in this summer, on the bottom of the new growth, and then it continues to grow or survive over the winter and then will fruit again next year on the same cane.
You mentioned something about, I believe I heard you correctly, you said domestic blueberries? How are those different?
You know, like the ones we buy in the store, and folks, I mean, that's the hot new thing, of course, antioxidants, and it's all, you know, very good for us, and certainly we've got all these wonderful wild ones around us. But folks want to tame the blueberry, I guess, and have them closer to home, maybe. So I know there's lots of them out there. They're generally hardy enough. But again, the ones that I've seen growing, they grow okay. But maybe it's lack of summer heat again. I've seen them, too, with large green blueberries in September. Again, that's not a good indicator of them ripening in the long term. they have good fall color. I mean, the leaves, they tend to be very nicely colored plants. They bloom nicely in the springtime. But again, you know, unless you have the really best spot for them, they may not be a good choice for us here. But again, you know, we're all experimenting. We're all trying new stuff to see what'll grow. I've grown figs in pots in my greenhouse and moderately successfully. And then there's some of the tree fruit that we might work toward talking about next week. Interesting different stuff to try. So there's lots of berries out there, some of which grow well here, some definitely worth trying. Again, the gooseberries and the currants. And the raspberries and strawberries work well. There are lots of different kinds of strawberries to try.
Okay.
Everbearing and summerbearing.
Okay. Well, Ed Byerski will pick it up again next week. Thanks a lot.
Okay. More experiments.
Ed Byerski, Master Gardener. He joins us every week here on KTOO Juneau.